put on the Robo DJ. Great decisions all around from my, wow, this is it, you know, since my time on the radio board in the end of 2016 into the beginning of 2017. Yeah, as dedicated followers of WJRH office politics may know, there were some allegations made against a member of the WJRH board in the fall of 2016. Nobody really liked him, and as somebody who played music on the radio, I was recruited to take that position. I had the elections rigged in my favor, and since then I have been rigging elections all the way to become the general manager around these parts. It's a practice I'm not proud of, but it's a practice I'm very happy and very pleased to put on my resume. Only candid stuff from a general manager, DJ Roomba here, who is reminding you that, did you know that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is a long-awaited and much-anticipated episode of Shock Me Like an Electric Needle, featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. You can visit us online at WJRH.org, and maybe, if I'm feeling just a little bit generous, maybe I will give out the station phone number, which is definitely not available online. So we're going to start off with a track that I had forgotten about, as I do with many of the tracks on my Every Song I've Ever Enjoyed playlist, which I use for casual listening from here to there. It has 3,035 tracks on it, over 192 hours of music, so sometimes I forget about a good track that I put on there. And one of those tracks was one that I don't know how to pronounce because it's in French, although the track itself is in English. It's called Un Dernier Verre Pour La Route. Big apologies for my French. It's from the debut Beirut album, The Flying Club Cup, which I've played on the show before. Some dedicated listeners may know, from what I've played, songs like perhaps Guillaume Sonora I may have played, but I've definitely played songs like In the Mausoleum, as well as The Flying Club Cup, the titular track from the album. But without further ado, let's get to the 2007 track Un Dernier Verre from Beirut.
Come sit at the table under October's able sky. Thank you.
That was Un Dernier Verre. So sorry about my pronunciation. And an additional note from the DJ is that the aux cord slipped out of my computer for a second there, so I missed out on a couple of seconds of that incredible breakdown that they have at the end of that track, which I had definitely forgotten about, but I'm definitely going to re-add that to my daily playlist. That really, really gets the feelings going, gives me the chills. Shout out to my boys back in Fisher East 105. Maybe we're having one of them listen right now. Social media has given me a good platform to advertise the show in the past, but now that I'm off it for, another 10 days, it's led to some issues. Let's see, we'll check in how many listeners we at. Five. That's pretty good. I'm pretty pleased with that. Let me know if you're listening. I appreciate the fan love. Be happy to give a shout out, and we can talk about our song requests maybe, but probably not. Moving on to a track that I'd expect maybe a few more of you to have heard of before. This one is from the band Tame Impala. It was very, very popular among the younger circles. Just FYI, my father. This is one from their 2015 album Currents called The Moment. And I hope you like it. track from Kevin Parker and his project Tame Impala called The Moment. I mean, what else is there to say? Is something I'm saying because I don't know what to say about this track. And it's going to be another scant research one for my hardcore fans. Let's see what people are saying. It's abstract. Go find out for yourself. Give it another listen. Let me know what you think. It's a good thing to say. And moving on to a new track from the band Foxygen. Now, recently I've spoken about Foxygen, who made that really odd and unusual Facebook post on their band page and had difficulty understanding it. And it seemed, you know, they might be going the way of I don't know. I was just a little frightened by what they were doing with their time. But I gave their new track another listen, and it seems like I think I'm enjoying it. Although I do have the sneaking suspicion that I played it recently. Would that be misplaced? Did I play this same track last week? Or no, I played No Destruction. That's why I was talking about Foxygen. Here is their new track, Livin' a Lie. Come to me at the show. Living a Lie, Foxygen, from the will be from their upcoming album Seeing Other People, which comes out April 26th. This is the lead single, came out 2 weeks ago. The time is going fast, and it came out February 6th, 2019, which is just over a month, just from now, was over a month. My tenses. Now, moving on to a track from The Fifth Dimension, which I don't know if I'll get criticism from this from any listeners, but it's not a group I don't believe I've heard of. Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In. Oh, I do know The Fifth Dimension. Glad I didn't dig myself into that hole there. Anyway, this is a track called California My Way that I came across while I was looking through other people's playlists for inspiration as to what I could myself listen to. There's a lot of failure and a lot of tracks I didn't like, but this is a track that I did like. And because of that, I'm going to share it with you. And I hope that you agree with my sentiment that it is an enjoyable piece of music. Here is California My Way from The Fifth Dimension. That was California My Way by The Fifth Dimension. And next up, we have a track from the new Solange album, which I am absolutely loving. Deemed Best New Music by Pitchfork, giving it an 8.4 rating. I don't know. I think I'm not sure if I want to put it on the same level or above 2016's A Seat at the Table, although I would definitely say it's in the same league. I'm enjoying so many of the tracks on it. So many interesting features. The production, of course, is top-notch. Recruited Pharrell for some tracks and other. I'm really, 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 really enjoying this new Solange album called When I Get Home. And because of that, I will be playing a track from the album. This one is called Way to the Show by Solange.
get it. Uh-huh. You can get it. Uh-huh. You can get it.
Way to the Show from the new Solange album, When I Get Home. That was, it's a good track on the album, but if you're interested in some homework, definitely check out Dreams, Almeida, Time Is, My Skin, My Logo, Jared Binns, and it's a great album. Give a listen if you're so inclined. Next up, in order to appeal to my bass back in New York, I will be playing some Talking Heads. I was thinking about playing a more popular one, but then I was just kind of scrolling through, and I came up with this one called I'm Not in Love, and I was enjoying it, and I hope my bass back in Yonkers enjoys it as well. Here's I'm Not in Love.
I'm not in love. What does it take? twist what I say. Please respect my appearance. They will be respected someday, but I don't need love.
That was I'm Not in Love from the 1978 album More Songs About Building and Buildings and Food. It seems like my base in at home enjoyed it, and I'm glad you did. Now, next up, we have Alone Again, Naturally by Gilbert O'Sullivan from the 1972 album Back to Front. This is another track I discovered in the same way as the California My Way track by scrounging through other people's playlists for scraps and looking for music that I might enjoy. Again, a lot of failure, but a few successes. I think this one is a pretty good track, and we shall see if this 1972 track Alone Again, and then in parentheticals Naturally by Gilbert O'Sullivan from the album Back to Front, will entice my audience. Here you go.
I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby tower. And climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people saying, "My God, that stuff, she stood him up. No point in us remaining. We may as well go." I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to who wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in his mercy. If he really does exist, why did he desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that musician to hide the tears. And at 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. When she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again.
That was Alone Again, Naturally, which, well, first I was doing my research and I found out that he was Irish, which is great. Born in Waterford. He did move to England at 7, but, you know, we'll accept him anyway. And then my mother texted me to tell me that this was her very favorite song ever, which is very wholesome and makes me feel very good. I really enjoyed that one. Hopefully that made some connections. Anyway, we're gonna move on. It's gonna be a big drop off for my parents here. You know, I did have to appeal to my bass, but this one is called "That I Miss You," and it's by Van Sire, from that same method of kind of picking around and seeing which tracks from random people's accounts I liked. So, you know, here we go. That was a track from the artist Van Sire, who let's pull a trick out of the Jordan Brosmer handbook and read from their Spotify bio, which says, "Hey, we are Van Sire. We are from Minnesota. All of the songs are written and recorded by us, Josh Augustin and Sam Weinmiller, in our basements, living rooms, and bedrooms. We've been making music together since high school, and Van Sire started after we met on Drumline. Now we are in college. Josh is a junior at Oberlin Music Conservatory, and Sam is a senior," that's stated in context, "at the University of Minnesota. Sam's brother, Isaac Weinmiller, also helps on some tracks. He plays the bass and is a sophomore at MSU. We love music because it makes us feel great. Hope it does the same for you. We just dropped our new album, Angel Youth, and we hope you'll give it a listen. It's a good bio. I do have to comment. There's a serious lack of variety in the sentence structures. Simple sentence followed by compound sentence. There's very few phrases and clauses. It's just kind of it's a bare bones description of the band, and maybe that's the point. Maybe it's a commentary on how bios strive to do too much when maybe what should be doing the talking is the music itself. Oh, Lord. Oh, wow. That is going to transition nicely. It's not into my next track, which is by Shintaro Sakamoto. I do not know how to pronounce it. The title or the album, both are entirely in Japanese characters. It seems to be... I'm really struggling. It's the eighth track on the album from 2016 from Shintaro Sakamoto. And enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Manukeだね、それ聞いてる君と僕。Manukeだね、楽しい夜さ、好きだよ。